I'm Sharon. I'm a compulsive eater and bulimic. And the next thing we're going to do is an exercise. And it has it has to do with that part in the big book where what we do in the morning and throughout the day, that we pause and we ask God for inspiration and intuitive thought. And so this little activity is meant to help you learn how to do that. Well, give you an opportunity to practice. So what I'm going to do, the first part is two parts to it. The first is a progressive relaxation, and then the second part is a little journey, okay? So you're welcome to sit in chairs, or you can lay on the floor if you would like. It's whatever. It's going to get a little chilly maybe, so you might want to put your jacket around your shoulders or on your legs. So make yourself comfortable. And if you start snoring, I'll wake you up at the end. Okay, the lights are dim and people are comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, have both your feet on the floor. If you are wearing glasses, you might want to take those off. Your choice. So I'm going to lead you through progressively relaxing parts of your body to full relaxation. And then the second part of this exercise is a guided imagery journey intended to help you connect with your inner wisdom, an inner advisor, your intuition, your higher power, whatever you want to call it. So you are free to participate in both parts of it, or one part, or none of it, whatever feels comfortable and right to you. Know that you can change any images that I present to you so it feels right to you. And you can always stop this imaging process at any time and just open your eyes and just remain quiet in the room until the rest of us are through. So, with your eyes closed, focus your mind on your breath. Just follow the air as it goes into your body and as it goes out. Breathing in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Breathing naturally, smoothly, easily, slowly. Now we're going to take a few deep breaths. I'm going to count to seven. Hold at the still point at seven and then breathe back out. So breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in the sense of life and that all is positive. And as you breathe out, let go of all the fear, judgment, worry. Breathe in and breathe out. You're relaxing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Just breathe in and breathe out slowly. Now continue your breathing, and I want you to turn your attention to your feet and your toes. So just clench your toes and then let them go. And just feel the relaxation in your feet. Focus your attention on your legs now. Tense your whole leg muscles. And then just let go. Relax. Now concentrate on your groin and your stomach areas. Draw these muscles in, contract them tightly, And now let them go. Just relax. Feel all the knots inside, just letting go. Now shift your attention to your chest. Take in a deep breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and now just let it rush out. And relax. Just relax. Now move your attention to your hands and your arms. Make a tight fist with both your hands. Clench your hands tight, tighten the muscles in your arms, and then let go. Just release all the tension and let go. Now your shoulders and neck. Pull your shoulders up to your ears, and then drop them and relax your breath. Release your breath. Just relax. Feel all the tension you keep in your shoulders and just let it fall away. Let all the burdens you carry fall away. Now your mouth and jaw. Focus on your mouth and your jaw. To loosen up your jaw, just open your mouth and move your jaw up and down and back and forth and just work out all the tension. Just move your jaw around. Relax and let your lips part slightly. Now your face, your nose, your cheeks, your eyes. Scrunch up your nose, your cheeks, your eyes. Squeeze them tight together and then relax. Now your forehead. Focus on your forehead and the top of your head. Frown, push your eyebrows down, and then just relax. Draw your eyebrows up, and then relax. Now just take a moment to scan your body. Notice any remaining tension in your body. And give that area permission to let go and relax. Just check in your body. Maybe your shoulders are still a little tense. Just tighten them up and relax them. Just relax. So now you're relaxed and you're enjoying this feeling. And allow it to just sink in all over you. And breathe. Now we're going to move to the second part, which is a guided meditation. So let's begin this imaginary journey. Just listen to my voice and allow yourself to connect with that deep sense of relaxation. Your body is relaxed, it's heavy. Let go of any pressure or expectations about this. Just relax and let go. Take some deep breaths and feel your body relaxing more and more deeply. Feel your breath go in and out of your body. Just continue this slow, smooth breathing. Now, imagine a place where you feel calm and inspired, a place that you like. It may be a place where you've been, where you've gained some insight, or a place that you make up in your mind, or it can be a combination. You might imagine a house, a hollow trunk of a tree, a meadow, a place by the sea, any place at all, your place, your choice. You can change my instructions to fit your special place. Now allow the details of your special place to just come into your mind slowly and naturally. Permit yourself to be surprised by what you discover at this special place. Just envision it. What is it that you see? Is there anything that you hear? Is there anything you can touch? Just let it unfold and breathe in and breathe out and enjoy this special place. Now imagine some kind of path leading to your special place. See or feel yourself walking along this path, getting closer and closer to your special place. Notice as many details as you can. Is the place big or small? Is it light? Is it dark? Is it undisturbed? It is very easy walking along this path, and you are totally safe and totally protected. And your special place is very near. As you get to your special place, enter it in any way you like. Look around. Pick part of it to be your own personal and private place. You may put whatever you would like to have here in this private place within your space. Feel totally comfortable and totally at peace here and now. Maybe you have a couple chairs so that people could sit down together and have a conversation. You might have books or pictures or objects that are sources of wisdom and inspiration for you. Or you can have nothing at all, just the beauty of nature, whatever you wish. In a few moments, you are going to have an opportunity to meet your inner advisor, your wise self, your inner wisdom, whatever you want to call it. This is something or someone who is very wise, who cares about you deeply, who wants the very best for you. If this inner advisor suggests an action to you, you can trust yourself and you can talk with others to decide ultimately what you'll do. So instead of planning ahead about who your inner advisor is, or whatever you choose to call it, let yourself be surprised. Just be open to a new experience. This inner advisor can be a person, a man or a woman. It could be young or old or in between. Someone who exists or existed, someone you make up, or a combination. You might even have it be an animal or a mythical being, a fantasy, a spirit guide, whatever. It could be a mood or a color. Whatever it is, it's totally fine. Just be open to whatever it is. There's no right way to do this. Just let whatever happen. Just be open and accept what happens and let it in. And just breathe in and out. I'd like you to meet your inner advisor. I'd like you to meet it slowly so that you can notice the details as you are approached. So just get ready to discover this inner advisor. You see it far away as a pinpoint, off in the distance. And as you're continuing looking, you notice you're ready to have it begin approaching you. With your own energy, bring your inner advisor closer. You are the one in charge of when this advisor comes to you. Just watch as this inner advisor grows larger, grows from a pinpoint, becoming larger and larger. You can stop this inner advisor at any time to just notice details and find answers to questions such as, is your inner advisor old or young, big or small? What is your inner advisor wearing or surrounded by? What is the expression on its face, if it has one? Do you know it? Do you recognize it? Or is it just totally new? And breathe in and breathe out. Greet your inner advisor with a hug, a handshake, a hello, whatever seems appropriate. You can begin a conversation if you wish. You can do it at any time. You can communicate in any way you want to, with or without words, whatever seems right to you. In a short while, you'll have some quiet time with your inner advisor to connect in whatever way you wish. In this meeting, you can talk with your inner advisor about what you might want it to do for you. It could remember things for you that you forget during the day. It could give you wise advice. It could give you new ideas. It could give you hope. It could help you make decisions that are difficult. It could give you inspiration. It could help you become more creative. What is it that you would like your inner advisor to do for you? Communicate that now. Say it silently. You might also ask specific questions. Do you have any questions right now that you'd like to ask? Let yourself be surprised by any answers you receive. Your advisor may not always tell you what you want to hear, but will tell you what you need to hear. If your advisor is a person you know in real life, then in this space, this version can be even more wise and more caring than the person in real life. And remember that even though you let yourself be surprised by any answers your advisor gives you, you can still decide how or what you do with the information. It's up to you to decide how you will act, or if you will act, on whatever advice you receive. And just breathe. Now I'm going to give you 2 minutes to just sit in silence with your inner advisor, to ask questions, to just be together in whatever way you want. Take this time however you wish. Now it's time to bring your time with your inner advisor to an end. When you're ready, end your conversation or your time, however you wish. You can get up and say goodbye in any way that seems right. Your advisor will leave and go off into the distance. And as it does this, remember that you can feel or see or hear your inner advisor again whenever you want to by doing this exercise. You might have a different advisor next time, and that's okay too. So, you can stay in your space a little while longer and just reflect on your experience with your inner advisor or on what you'd like to do about any information you receive during this time. And when you're ready, you can leave this special place, close the door or a gate behind you, or walk down the path from your special place. And finally, picture yourself back in the room where you started this exercise. Back in the room here in Camp Houston, here in the foothills of the Cascades. And when you're ready, just come back to the room and open your eyes. Move your feet, move your arms. And sit up.